Amen. Luke chapter number 19, I believe, this morning. Luke chapter number 19. Yeah, and we'll try to preach to you what I felt like the Lord put upon our heart. Amen. We'll start reading here in verse number 28. And the Bible said, and when he had thus spoken, he went before ascending up to Jerusalem. And it came to pass, when he was come nigh to Bethpage and Bethany at the mount called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying, go ye into the village over against you, in the which at your entering ye shall find a colt tied, whereon yet never man sat. Loose him and bring him thither. And if any man ask you, why do ye loose him? Thus shall ye say unto him, because the Lord hath need of him. And they that were sent went their way and found even as he had said unto them. And as they were loosing the colt, the owners thereof said unto them, why loose ye the colt? And they said, the Lord had need of him. Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Ask him to help us again. Father, in the name of Jesus, we're thankful, Lord, for all that you've done for us. I'm thankful, God, for the glorious power of Almighty God that we can feel in the sanctuary of the Lord this morning. I pray, God, that you would touch every heart and every life. I pray that you would reach out and save and deliver, God, those hearts that may be lost. Amen. Under the sound of our voice, God, anoint us to preach the word of the Lord. God, I pray that you'd anoint every ear to hear and not just to be hearers of the word, but also doers. Move for us here today. We'll thank you and praise you in the glorious name of Jesus. Amen. I want to preach to you, amen, just a simple message here, if I can, this morning. From that little phrase, the Lord hath need of him. Amen. To most of us this morning, this is a familiar passage of Scripture. It's a familiar text to us. It is probably labeled in your Bible, the entry into Jerusalem, or in many Bibles, it's labeled as the triumphal entry in which Christ came to Jerusalem. As Christ came to Jerusalem, there's a lot of things that we can see in this text, but amen, as he came here, we see that the disciples, not just the 12 disciples, but amen, a great multitude, the Bible is talking about, cried out because of the many mighty acts that the Lord had done and that they had seen among them. In Luke chapter number 19 and then verse number 38, amen, the Bible said, saying, blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. In verse 39, it said, and some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. Amen. This triumphal entry of Jesus Christ. Amen. This multitude was crying, blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord. Is that your, amen, blessing this morning? Amen. Is that your plea? Is that your cry? Amen. Blessed be the King. Amen. Well, as we continue to look at this, amen, what a great entry that it was. We see that this was a fulfillment of the scripture prophesied by the prophet Zechariah. For the Bible said in Zechariah 9:9, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy King cometh up unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass and upon a colt, the foal of an ass. Amen. This, amen, was the fulfillment, amen, of the prophecy prophesied, amen, by, amen, the prophet. Amen. But as we look to a little bit further this morning, we've heard this preached from, amen, so many times. We know as they laid down, amen, palm branches before him, as they put their clothes out before him, amen, in this triumphal entry, we know that the Lord came and he knew what was set up before him. He knew what was going to come just a little bit later on, amen, but still, amen, Jesus went in, amen, unto Jerusalem. Amen, a lot of preaching in out this morning. Amen. But just look on just a little bit. Amen. And look at this phrase. In the midst of this glorious text. Amen. The Bible said that the Lord hath need of him. I like to preach, amen, just about this. Amen. The Lord would help us. Amen. Looking back just a few steps. Amen. In the first part of our Bible reading. Amen. We see, amen, that the Lord told him. Amen. These disciples saying, go ye into the village over against you. He said, in which at your entering ye shall find a colt tied, and whereon yet never a man sat. Amen. Loose him and bring him, amen, to me. Amen. Bring him hither. And the Bible goes on to say, and if any man ask you, why do you loose him? Amen. I thought about this, amen, just a little bit this morning. Amen. As we're out in the community every Saturday, trying to outreach in the community. There's a lot of different people, amen, that come to the door. It's a challenge to see and to know, amen, what is going through their mind when they open up the door and they see, you know, well, they don't know who we are at first, do they? Because the Jehovah's Witness have done a whole lot better than we have. Come on now. Spreading their false doctrines and their lies. Amen. Oh my. So they don't understand what's at the door. So they come to the door, they open the door, and there's a lot of different things that go through their mind. But when you tell them that you're the pastor, amen, or in our, amen, neck of the woods, a pastor, amen, when you tell them who you are, amen, it seems like there's things that start to click in their mind, and they wonder why in the world, amen, with all these people. Amen. It was great to have Sister Gloria. Amen. Sister Tammy yesterday and the children. Amen. Why? Amen. Do you get out and push strollers up and down the road? Amen. Why do you come knock on my door? Amen. You could be at the lake today. Amen. You could be doing this at the ocean. Amen. You could be doing all these things. Amen. What does God, amen, want with me? Amen. Do you not think that's probably what goes through some of their mind? Amen. They think, what could God do? Amen. With somebody like me. Amen. Because, amen, they can see the wretchedness. Amen. That's in their heart. And in their life. And maybe, amen, they didn't pay not one attention to it. Amen. Until, amen, you walked up on the porch. And the presence and the spirit. And the power of Almighty God was with you. And they saw, what in the world does God have to do with me? Amen. What? Amen. Why? Amen. What purpose, amen, does God have, amen, with me? Amen. Well, amen, I'm not preaching to you this morning that God can't live without you. I'm not preaching to you this morning that God, amen, because of his love and because of his great mercy, is just one day going to open up the portals of heaven and accept you in no matter how you live. Amen, that is false. I don't care who preaches it. I don't care how many things it's got behind his name. Amen, it is not the truth. And somebody say amen in this house here this morning. Amen, God, amen, does not. Amen, he cannot. Amen, live without you. Amen, that's not the purpose. Amen, of me preaching to you this morning. Amen, the purpose is. Amen, is if you, amen, are willing to be loosed. Amen, if you're really willing to be taken. Amen, from being tied out like an old colt. Amen, like an old donkey. Amen, tied out by, amen, your old evil taskmaster. Amen, the devil. Amen, if you're willing. Amen, for, amen, somebody to come by your way. Amen, and say, loose him, and let him go. Amen. And God is willing to use you. Yes, he is. I said he's willing to use you if you want to be loosed. Praise God. Amen. God could have lived without me. Amen. I said God could have lived without me. Amen. I always try to relate my preaching, Eddie. Amen. To my life. Amen. Always try. Amen. If I'm going to preach to you something, amen, I want to make sure that I've got it down pat myself. Come on now. Oh, my. Isn't that what we need in a lot of preachers of this hour? Amen. It's to live what they preach. Come on now. I tell you what, I can't stand for somebody not to live what they preach. whether it's in the pulpit or whether it's in the pew. Because you know you're preaching when you're out there in the world. Amen. Your life is preaching to people. Amen. If you can tell, amen, folks about Christ, and you can live, amen, a different direction. Amen. And know that God is not in that. And people cannot stand. Amen. Oh, but as I look at my life, amen, I look at this preaching. Amen. I've asked myself so many times, amen, what does the Lord need of me? Amen. Why does the Lord need, amen, me, my old pastor, there in South Carolina. He used to testify so many times. I've heard him. I couldn't count it up. Amen. If I had a nickel for every time that I've heard him testify about this, amen, I'd probably be a rich man this morning. Amen. But he's testified so many times. Amen. He never graduated high school. Amen. Oh, he went to the cotton mill and worked in that area, and it was a hard labor. Amen. Hard work. And he went there at a young age. Oh, but as many times I've heard him say, I did not know why God made me. I did not know why God, amen, what the purpose in my life, what my purpose in life was. Amen, many times have I heard him say that. Amen, I can just see him. Amen, the man that he is, I can see him in their younger years. Amen, how that he provided for his family. And he loved his family and cared for them. Amen, but look at, amen, at those four, amen, beautiful children, amen, thinking in itself, amen, why am I here? Amen, what is the purpose for my life? Amen, but, amen, over 40 something years ago, amen, he heard the Lord say, amen, loose him, amen, and let him go, amen, bring him to me, because I've got need of him. Amen, this world, they may look at him, and they see he's uneducated, and there's words that he pronounces, amen, that might not be the correct pronunciation. Amen, just like me. Amen, but, amen, the Lord had need of him. I said the Lord had need of him. Amen, and if it wasn't for that, amen, elderly gentleman sticking out his hand to me, amen, and saying, I've got need of you, young man. Amen, I probably wouldn't be where I'm at today. And because I heard the call, I've got need of you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. When we look at this, I know we've got some great educated people in here this morning. Amen. I wish I was among you. Hallelujah. I wish I was. Amen. But a lot of times, amen, in life, the way what we do, and especially this younger generation, I hope I'm preaching to you this morning. Amen. But this younger generation, amen, they try to, amen, they don't understand God. And they try to put God up, amen, next beside the highest in society. They try to relate God, amen, to being the professor at the university. Come on now. I don't know many seminaries God's at. Can somebody say amen? Most of the time it's cemetery. Hallelujah. I went to a cemetery. Hey, when they have the zeal and the fire of God, can I tell you something this morning? Hey, when I've got a Baptist preacher friend, hey, when who really got saved at one time in his life. Hey, man, oh my, he got the fire of God in him. And he went to one of their camp meetings and he's looking for, hey, man, to have some great preaching and looking to see some shouting and running and rejoicing. Hey, man, but he said one doctor got up after one doctor got up. And when he wasn't going to the medical clinic, he was coming to church. Hey, man, he wanted to hear something. Hey, man, God was doing, amen, oh my, and he did not hear it, amen, and that's what a lot of cemeteries will do for you, amen, they'll put your fire out, amen, they'll take it away from you, amen, oh, but I'm telling you what, there's a world, amen, that puts, amen, God up to, amen, the highest in society, amen, they try to put him up to the most intellectual, but the fact is, God is greater, amen, than anything you could ever fathom, amen, he's greater than any scientist, he's greater than any doctor. He's greater than any lawyer. He's greater than anything. Amen. And everything. Can somebody say amen? Isaiah 58 and 8 says, or 55 and 8 says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. He said, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heaven, how many knows that the heavens are higher than earth this morning? For as the heavens are higher than the earth, amen, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Amen, that is God talking. He's saying, oh, amen, the most intellectual. And what does this have to do with this? Well, amen, I just want to preach to you just a little bit about this. Amen, if you feel like you're too good to be used of God, you won't be used of God. Amen. Oh, but I continue to look at the scripture. Amen. And see in 1 Corinthians, I believe it is. Amen. Or Colossians, maybe. Amen. 21 and 23. Amen. My printer don't print right. You just have to forgive me for that. But let me just read you what the Bible said. Amen. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. This may be foolish to some this morning, but unto them which are called both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men. Oh, my. I said the foolishness of God, amen, is wiser than any man. Can somebody say amen? Oh, my. And the weakness of God is stronger than man. For you see, you're calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh. Amen. For you see, you're calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not amen, many noble are called. I'm about to get excited here this morning. Praise God. Amen. Because, amen, I'm not noble. Come on here now. Praise God. I feel the Holy Ghost this morning. I said, I'm not, amen, very wise. And I'm not mighty. Amen. Oh, but you know what? I am called. But the Bible said, but God had chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God had chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. How many knows this morning? Amen, I'm weak, praise God. I said he's chosen the weak. Amen, Brother Scott, that's me. Hallelujah. I said he's chosen me. He said I've got need of him. Amen, I've got a desire for him. Amen, when they looked at that little boy, amen, that Brother Frank Galbert told you about. Amen, 15 years old, 14 years old. Amen, there, amen, bony as can be. Amen, crying in that altar. Amen, a lot of folks hadn't anything to do with me. Amen. I never got picked for the sports teams. I never got picked for this. I never got picked for that. Amen. But God called me. I said, God called me. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I said, God called the weak. Praise the Lord. I said, God called. Hey, I said, God called. I didn't have a lot of friends. Amen. I didn't have a lot of friends. Amen. I was a poor one. I always wore pants that's too short for me, and they wasn't called shorts neither. Amen. Always had the lesser in anything. Had old cars. We had old cars. And, amen. The mom and dad did the best they could. Amen. But we rode in old cars that had headliners falling down in them. And you wanted to catch the bus. Amen. Because you didn't want mama, amen, to have to take you to school. Amen. And a lot of folks, amen, wanted much to do with us. Oh, come on now. Hey, I said, come on here. Amen. Some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. You say you're just 28 years old. You don't know what it's like to be poor. Amen. Well, I may not know what it's like. Amen. In the sense that you went through. But I know what it was like. Amen. Not to have much. Amen. And was made fun of and talked about. Amen. But God said, I've got need of him. Amen. Go get him. Praise God. Amen. And the Holy Ghost of heaven. Amen. Came down in a Baptist church. Amen. There in a Sunday school room. Amen. And dealt with my heart. Amen. And said, come unto me. Amen. Come unto me. Oh, praise God. I'm glad I got unto him. I said, I'm glad I got unto him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. He chose me. He chose me. Praise God. Amen. I've told this across the country preaching. Amen. Y'all got a pretty pathetic preacher, and y'all know that.
Amen. That's why you're going to keep me, because they get you out by lunchtime, because they ain't got much else to say. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, my, I'm going to tell you this. Hallelujah. I don't deserve to be pastoring a church. Not because I've been wicked and vile in my life. Amen. Come on here. Amen. Oh, mama said, you ain't a preacher. And I have told you that recently lately. Heaven, you ain't this, you ain't that. Well, oh, but God said I got need of him. Hey, some of you, heaven, don't think you need me. Amen. Come on now. Hey, they might be just one or two, if any. Heaven, don't feel like you really do need me. Amen. But God said I had need of him. I had need of him. And I've got need of him. Amen. To bring him up to you. Amen. Because you need him. Praise God. Amen. There's been times they've been preaching the gospel. Amen. Across the country, I'd sit back in that recliner, Brother Johnson. Amen. Look at those beautiful children. Amen. Look at that beautiful wife. Amen. And think, oh God, you bless me. Amen. God, you've helped me. Amen. How and why? Amen. They said, I'll never make it. Amen. They said, I'll never. Amen. You know, I couldn't preach. Amen. At all then. Amen. At least I'm trying. Amen. Hallelujah. But they said, you'll never make it. Amen. They talked about me. Amen. They ridiculed me. Amen. And some of them today, amen, don't want to admit that God had need of me. Amen. They thought they had talents. Amen. They thought they could do something. Amen. Oh, but you know what they did? Amen. They found themselves living for themselves and living for sin. But I was weak and I didn't know nothing else to do. Amen. But say, I need God. I need God. Hallelujah. Because he said, I have need of him. Amen. I was thinking this morning. Amen, Brother Green. I know what you come from, and I'm not picking him out because of any reason. I thought about several of you. But a lot of you I don't know. Amen. All of your life. I don't know all about you. But Brother Green's been very open to us in Sunday school. Amen. And Brother Green, I thought, why in the world would God, amen, call, amen, a South Plant City boy? Amen. Why? Amen. Why would God, amen, care about you? Amen. Because he had need of you. Come on now. Amen. Why? Amen. Would he deliver Brother Green from the alcohol? Amen. Why he talked about it this morning? Why would he do it? Amen. Because God had need of him. I said, God had need of him. Amen. That's what was asked. Amen. What shall we say? Amen. When they say, amen, why are you taking our donkey? Amen. Why are you taking him? Then tell him, because the Lord had need of him. Amen. And when we go out into this world and we try to compel folks to come in, amen, oh my, it's because God has need of them. Yes. Amen. I got more, but it's time to eat. Hallelujah. And I know my wife's got some dead chicken, so let's go eat. Praise God. Amen. But I tell you, we was out yesterday, and a lot of folks don't want to deal with the folks that's a little loose upstairs. Amen. That's why you don't want to deal with me, I guess. Who knows? Hey, amen. I'm saying all that. I know you love us and care for us, but hey, amen. I appreciate everything you do for us wonderfully. Hey, amen. It's just me. I had to live with it. For the 800 years I stay here, just live with it. Praise God. Hey, amen. But a lot of people don't want to fool with those people. They think, well, they don't understand God anyway, and God will make exception for them. No, God won't. They need God just like we do. Come on now. I said they need God. And we met a lady yesterday who had probably wasted herself on drugs. Amen. Wasted herself on alcohol. Amen. I don't know how many times she's been married. Come on now. Amen. Who knows? Who knows? And a lot of times, and I don't believe in all that stuff neither. Just don't fly away yet. Amen. But, and let me tell you something. Amen. When we look at it, a lot of times we say there ain't no hope for people like that. Amen. We say we don't want nothing to do with them. Amen. Her talking about, well, she lost this car and lost that car and lost this and lost that. Amen. I laid in the hospital and the doctors messed up on me. They told me that. You realize the doctor told her, I messed up on you. Because he probably didn't think she'd understand. Amen. But here she is. Amen. Over there. Amen. On them streets behind the Family Dollar store. Amen. And we walked up to her, and they didn't really think, but she come over there to us. And she asked, one of the first things she asked, wasn't it, Brother Aaron, do y'all pray for folks? Amen. You know what? The Lord had need of her. Praise God. You know what me and Brother Aaron did? Amen. She might not ever come to the church. Amen. We took the gospel to her, though. Amen. That's what Peter and John did, wasn't it? Amen. Silver and gold have I none. I'm weak. I don't have anything. Amen. Oh, but God's in need of you. Amen. We prayed for her right over the fence there. Who knows? God could have healed her right then. Amen. Because God, amen, needs her. Hallelujah. Let's stand all over the house. I love you this morning. Hey, amen. You know I'm not hard. Hey, amen. I do not believe in sin. Hey, amen. Oh, we're not petting sin. Understand that this morning. Hey, amen. But God is in need of these people. Hey, amen. They may not feel like, may feel like their need is completely gone. They have no more hope in life. They're going to get old like they live. Amen. They're just going to go out. It's going to be terrible. Amen. But God could save them. And God could bring them. Our heads are bowed. Our eyes are closed this morning. I thought about our military presence that we have here with us this morning. I thought about, amen, that old war slogan. Uncle Sam, you know, I want you. It's a great thing to be honored. Amen. It's fighting for our country. I come from a family that, amen, several of them have been in the military. And oh, I'm grateful for everything that's all been done. You'll understand what I'm about to say. It's an honor to be privileged to be able to fight for your country. Amen. But it is a greater honor. I said it's a greater honor. Amen. To be privileged to fight for God. Amen. Because you know what? The United States is a great country right now, but the United States might end up falling because, amen, of not being a friend to Israel. Come on now. Amen. Of going away from God. Amen. But God's kingdom will never fail. Amen. And when Uncle Sam looks at you and he says, I want you, what a great honor. Amen. But when Jesus says, amen, I've got need. I've got need of you. Amen. I thought about it. The Lord could have said, go get me the stallion to ride upon. Amen. Go get me that white horse. I'm going to go in high stepping. Amen. But he said, no, go get that donkey. And go get the colt that's tied beside her. Come on now. Oh my. That's what the Lord said. And you say, are you calling us a bunch of donkeys this morning? I'm telling you what. Amen. We, amen, are as the scum of the earth. Except that God do something in us. Hallelujah. Oh yes we are. We're just like a bunch of donkeys. Stubborn, hard headed. See, I don't want that. I don't want that. Amen. Oh, but Christ says, I've got need of you. I thought about some of you. Some of you have got great talents here this morning. God could use you so mightily. Amen. I said, God could use you so mightily. God's got need of you. Are you tired of serving yourself? God's got need of you. Oh, my eyes are hit. Your battery eyes are closed. No one looking around. Can somebody lift up a hand and says, morning. I say, I feel the Lord dealing with my heart. Are you here? You say, I feel the Lord dealing with my heart. Come on now. Are you here? Are you here? I feel the Lord dealing with my soul. Hey, amen. If you can't feel the Lord pulling at your soul this morning, oh my, I'd be running to him. Come on now. Are you here? And say, preacher, that's me. Oh, that's me. That's me. I feel him pulling on my heart. Oh, whether you want to admit it or not, he's pulling on you. He's pulling on you. As the church would gather in this morning and pray and seek the Lord, thank him for being counted worthy. Amen. Thank him for being counted worthy to be able. Amen. Too young to serve God. I said, you're not too young to serve God. You may be a young lady here this morning, and God's a dealing with your heart. Amen. God's a dealing with your soul.
Oh, my God can save you. God can deliver you. Oh, Sister Grace, He had need of us. Oh, come on, Brother Scott. He had need of us. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Oh, my God, help us, sister.